Glory, glory, glory. Father, in Jesus' name, we come with even more thanksgiving. Lord, thank you again for the Holy Ghost that just strums upon our hearts. That love, God, that is just shed abroad in us. And it's all your Son. It's all Him. And we do, we just want to give Him even the more praise, to magnify His name even the more, to praise Him for His grace even the more. And Lord, thank you that you've put that in us, that we do just want to praise Him. You brought us here today, and Lord, you love us, and how again you guide us so gently, and I love how you order our steps. And Lord, every life here today, they're for you, they're yours. I believe it, Lord Jesus. I know what you're doing this morning. Lives that might be here that don't know you as Savior when they came in. I know that there's been a life here today, truly, Lord God, that has said, Jesus, come into my life. Lord, come in and strengthen me the more. Lord, turn my heart more to you. Lord, wake me up to this truth. Lord, make me a ready bride for your coming. Lord, you're doing that because you're faithful, not us. It's your faithfulness. It's your grace. You're the one that pursues us. We don't pursue you. You pursue us. And then you quicken us, Lord God, to come after you. Oh, but you're always with us, and you even carry me all along to come after you. Oh, help us, Lord God, to understand what that grace did, what that grace does, and what that grace will accomplish. Yes, it will perform and it will accomplish the purpose that you have sent it for. And Lord, all we're here to do is just to praise you. Open our hearts, God. Open our hearts this morning to receive what you have. Open my mouth, God, to be a mouthpiece, to give only what you want to give. And we know that it's the power of your might. Your Spirit gives us the utterance. Your Spirit gives us the ear to hear. To hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Amen. And Lord, let us hear today all and the whole counsel of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God willing, let's go on over to Luke chapter 2. Let the Spirit minister to our hearts this morning. Going right back to where we were last week. What a glory we saw in that encouragement to the shepherds. And it's going to be right here in verse 14. We'll settle in today of chapter 2 of Luke, where this wonderful multitude, this host of heaven, broke forth. They couldn't contain it anymore. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. More accurately translated, it's glory to God, peace to the men on earth whom his favor rests. Oh, I love that. Listen to that again. Glory to God, peace to the men on earth whom his favor rests, or whom he favors. Let that saturate just for a second here. And yes, I believe we can conclude that his peace is his unmerited favor to us. His peace is his unmerited favor to us. John 14, I quoted it earlier. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. So we can conclude, and I believe we have to get it straight quickly. The Lord's unmerited favor, as he said, my peace I give unto you. That's what unmerited favor is. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. You couldn't, because this is God's purpose. Matter of fact, he tells us. His whole purpose is the purpose of his grace. Grace is something you didn't deserve. Grace is something you didn't earn. Grace is something that comes down and was given freely. And that's exactly what the Father God did when he gave us his Son Jesus. Jesus left the throne. Jesus was made a man. And Jesus came for one reason. He came to die. And he came to die upon that cross. And he came to give his life so we could have life and life more abundantly. And I thank God today, here we are, rejoicing that it's all because of Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. That's why you have peace. It's because of the grace of God. And if you're struggling with peace today, you need to take more of the grace of God. Because I'll assure you one thing, if you'll continue to take all the grace of God, you will live the peace that passes all understanding. You can't describe it because it passes understanding. It's indescribable because it says it passes understanding. But I thank the Lord, there's some way, somehow the Spirit got in my life. I understand it, but I can't describe it. I can live it, praise God, because it's this grace that's been so freely given. It's so abundant, it's so unmerited, it's so amazing. But he said, you know what? I'll even bestow the riches of my glory on my vessels of mercy. I believe he just wants to give us everything. How about you? Now, brothers and sisters, grace is where all peace abides. Grace is where all peace abides. If you're striving for something in yourself, if you're striving for works, you'll run out of peace real fast. There won't be peace. You'll go in a circle. You'll just continue to chase your tail. Oh, you might have highs, but I'll tell you what, the low's going to come. But there's something about grace that even as things hit your life and come, there's a sustaining joy. There's just a buoyancy because you realize all the time, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Do you really believe all things work together for your good in your life? I mean, really, now come on. I really want you to think about it. Do they really, really work together for good? I mean, all those things that you did last night, last week, whatever happened or whatever it did, you think God's working all that? Even when you didn't abide faithful, he abided faithful, do you think God's working still that out for your good? If you don't know that, I'm going to tell you something. You don't know peace. You don't rest. That's why my heart goes out to, but they should be ashamed of themselves. A Christian that thinks that they could lose their salvation. If you think you can lose your salvation, you have no peace. Zero. Because you're still looking at you to keep something. If I have to look at me to keep anything, I'm telling you right now, there's no way I'm going to have peace. I might be high for a while. I might be saying, oh man, I'm really good at this. And then, whoa, what happened? I'm telling you, there ain't one around here. Don't you think more highly of yourselves than you are? You couldn't even manage your yard. Grace is where all peace abides. Everything of peace is from and due to grace. And I love how the Apostle Paul, the Lord got a hold of his life. He was the most legal, work-filled being there could ever be. All he wanted to do was work. He wanted to try to accomplish the Ten Commandments in his life. And in that, the Lord revealed to him, in the pursuit of that, Paul, for your merit or your standing with me, you, son, are the chief of all sinners. You are the worst of the worst trying to do all of these good deeds in place of putting it all on my son. That's the truth. And see, even as we accept Christ as Savior and we become, praise God, we're born again at that moment, sons of God. But see, there's a choice then. You are saved by grace through faith. You know that. That's why when people say, well, you know, they're grace saints and this all. Let me tell you something. Every child of God is a grace saint. They might not understand grace. They might not get grace or whatever. But let me tell you something. You're born again by one thing, by the grace of God. You receive faith by the grace of God. Yes, because that's the word of God. Now, the question is, grace saint, are you going on in grace? Because the word of God says your life, as you go on, is going to be one of two things. It's going to be a life of works or it's going to be a life of grace. And it says if it's grace, then it's no more works. But if it's works, then it's no more grace. And I don't know how much more clear that the Lord could be when he's telling you, you can't mix the two. And if you begin to mix the two, you have no peace for you. Well, you might think you're getting it done, but you certainly don't have any peace for me. Oh, I've had brethren even tell me, and I mean that, oh, that brother, he loves mercy way too much. I wonder what he's doing. Well, I'll tell you what. If I told you what his eyes doing, you know what? You couldn't handle the truth. I don't want to be doing anything. I want the Lord in my life willing and doing his good pleasure in me. Do you understand that? There's a difference. There's a difference. By the grace of God, I want him to be magnified. Him to be magnified. See, I thank the Lord. No man gave me this. No man made me your pastor. No man put me up here. God did. God put you up here. God put you in your place. And we need to really understand that. And if God puts you in a place, trust him. If God takes you out of a place, trust him. Understand these things. Believe God for these things. Brothers and sisters, he said, let me tell you something. My peace I leave. I leave my peace with you. My peace I give unto you. This is the very peace of Jesus. He's, you know, and you hear him always say, Father, thy will be done. See, Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Just all there, all that precious Word. Now, he was infallible. He's made one of us, so he understood the trial. He understood the temptation. He understood the weakness and all these different things. But what the beauty of the life of Christ is the life of Christ is the Word of God. It's all there, all right? He couldn't fail. But see, we can, but we still got his life. And the beauty of it is he said, look, I gave you a life that lives by the faith of the Son of God. It's his faith. It's even his faith. It's his life that lives in me. It's his faith. This is his word. And here by the grace of God, yeah, I thank God we're on the edge of our seat and we should be. Because he loves us. We're now the sons of God. And he's telling us, honeys, arise. Know who you are in me. Be confident in the grace of God that's with you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means, yes, I can succeed and give him all the praise, and I can fail. I can do all things through Christ. I can fail through Christ. But he strengthens me. Oh, now wait a second. People are confused now. The Lord wouldn't be about any failure now, would he? Every one of your brethren in that word, they're all failures. And they were all failures even after they knew the Lord. After they were called after him. After he told them and showed them, honey, I chose you, but you got to come on Wednesday nights. You really do. Do you know that, see, before time was even made, see, all these, you know, physics people and astronomers, they're trying to figure out when this began and all this. I know when everything began. It's called Alpha Omega, it's beginning end. My Lord, my God, the lover of my soul, he spoke it. Done. Whether it came out all in a moment of time or whether he rolled it out, I don't know. And really, I don't care. I know who beginning is. But the thing that's so incredible is he made it for me. Amen. It was all designed. It was all designed for you. You have to understand that. And see, you can see how they flip this thing. And I'm talking about people. It's man. It's just this. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. And yes, there is. There's a heaven and there's a hell. There's the Lord and there's Satan. Yes, there is. And those that want to deny it, let me tell you something. Every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord. That will come. Because that's in that Bible. But see, by the grace of God, he's caused us to bend our knee right now. And by the grace of God, we understand and can hear the Spirit speak to us this precious word. And you'll begin to really understand that this is for the good pleasure of his will. And he says even in the word of God that he forgave your sin. He forgave your iniquities for his sake. Isn't that something? You would think, no, wait a second, that's got to be a misprint. He had to forgive my sins for my sake. I was the one that was guilty. He forgave my sins for his sake. Because this is his plan. This is the purpose of his grace. He set all this up. He made you just like you are. He made you with all those things you want to get rid of and say, oh, Lord, take from me. But once again, if I took that from you, you'd be exalted now. And you wouldn't be sitting here listening to this old message on Christmas Day, you crazies. What are you doing in here? What are you listening for out there? Because he put a love in our heart. Because he put a love in our heart. But see, this old world, what they're trying to get us to do is worship the world. It's the truth. Let me tell you something, Christian. God made that for us. I'm going to tell you about the animals, too. I love them. But he said, those animals were for you. He told you to slay and eat. Told you all these different things. Just know the word of God. I read all the way through here. I can tell you all about the things of God. You know it. You know how families are designed. You know how a man and a woman were made. I don't need to sit here and go off on that. That's just evident in itself. Amen. You know what the word of God says? He said, flee the very appearance of that evil. Amen. You just get away from it. He said, when you see these things come to pass, and oh, they're coming to pass, he said, look up. Amen. He said, your redemption draws nigh. Amen. Everything by the grace of God. I think we are agreeing together. I'm banking on all. That's it. That's the only investment I have. Oh, I got natural investments and things like that. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to that. Moth's going to get it. Thief's going to steal it. Oh, yes. Rust, it'll rust it. I don't care how nice you built your house. But I'll tell you one thing. The word of God endures forever. Amen. And oh, the sons of glory, by his grace, are going to shine with him forever. Now, the Apostle Paul, you know what he said in every one of his letters? And every time he started out, he said, grace and peace from our Father, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single time. Isn't that something? And it was so beautiful because you start to really receive that. See, without grace, you will never have peace. You will never, ever have peace. And I said it on Friday night. It was so sweet because I was thinking, you know, Lord, the Apostle Paul, every single letter, whether it was to the churches, whether it was to the individuals, grace and peace, or mercy and peace. Always that grace, always first. And I was thinking, you know, maybe we just need to continue to read the introduction because some of us aren't really even getting it. Because I'll tell you what, you'll never feast upon those deep things that Paul speaks of until you get grace and peace. You'll never feast on it. You won't. You can read it. You can know it. You can quote it, but you don't live it. I want to live that. I want to feast upon that grace and peace. Every bit of my life, everything by the grace of God, continue to feast on that grace and peace. And I'll tell you what, then I'll go ahead onto that strong meat and I'll be one of those champions of peace. Not the way that man thinks peace is. I'm talking about the peace that passes all understanding, that keeps my heart and my mind, praise God, oh, and my soul in a perfect peace. Storms come. Things hit your home. I mean, it really rocks you and shakes you. You didn't expect it. But I know the word of God. He said, don't you think or call these things strange. And they're fiery trials that'll come upon you. Don't. Oh, I can't imagine. Well, looking at the word of God, let's not imagine. I'm called to it. And it's not just about things that happen externally. I'm talking about things that even happen internally. Huh? When you find yourself at the edge of a boat like Jonah, in such discouragement, failure. Well, I'm better off and you're better off. I'm just going to end it. And then the Lord comes in. Honey, you don't realize how mighty my grace is. You can't even take your life, son. I'm going to admit something to you. By the grace of God, I'm a man that's crazy about the grace of God. And I believe in the grace of God for everything in my life. I've testified to you. I know grace has already made the choices for my life. I'm not sitting there wondering what choice I'm going to make. I know he already knows. I know grace already has me. I know grace is going to perform it for me. I know the grace is going to finish it in me. I'm confident, sister. I can't help it. I just can't help it, brethren. I'm sorry if you want to keep trying to do something, but I can't. I just can't. If I'm completely weak, if there's nothing I can do, then what am I trying to do it? If I'm truly that clay upon a potter's wheel, I've asked you this many a time. How many of us have ever seen someone working, an artist or the master, working on that wonderful piece of clay and different things like that? Amen. I think we all have. Amen. How many of you have ever seen that clay just jump up all by itself and start to work and wiggle and make itself whatever it's going to do? Huh? You ever seen that? You're a total liar, or something was wrong with you when if you did say you saw it, because you didn't. And it's even worse to think that you could do something more than that clay could do. When what we're rejoicing in today, what the Father gave in giving us Jesus. Now, why is grace peace? Because grace gave us everything. The word of God tells us that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We have been blessed. You can't get more than that. You can't get more than that. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You can't get more than that. It says in the word of God in 2 Corinthians 9 that we have all grace. All grace. You can't get more than that. You've got it all. And you've got it always, always. Always with God doesn't mean it's temporary. It doesn't mean that it's contingent upon things. You have all grace, always, for all things, for all sufficiency, and you could just throw in all the alls you could ever have to superabound, dynamite power abound to every good work. Well, I know, wait a second, Lord, I'm not doing a good work all the time, at least in my mind. Matter of fact, not just in my mind, what I see. But you still got that spigot open of all grace to me. always, for all things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That I'm sitting right here at this moment, praise God, in my moment of failure, my moment of unbelief, or whatever it is, and all grace is just pouring out on me the same. You talk about a good work of rising up. Isn't that wonderful? He said he took all your guilt. He took all your shame. Quit worshiping an idol. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Those are idols. They just get in the way. They don't even exist. He took them. He took all your sin. Why are you still? He took it. I can't even commit sin. I'm born of him. Big step into grace today. A little bit more. Ooh, that's uncomfortable. Good. This can't get it. This wants to reject it. But by the grace of God, the new man in me, it desires it. It pants for it. Now, brothers and sisters, here we go. Every need freely met. Everything exceedingly supplied. It's all by grace. And when we receive that, there is the completeness of peace, that grace has done it all. Brothers and sisters, we need to embrace all of that unmerited favor, all of that unmerited favor in its fullness. That's why the Word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly into everything that you have never merited. Come boldly into everything that you don't deserve. Come boldly into all of this wonderland of everything that is mine is yours. And obtain mercy. See, that grace has to give you mercy to really understand the immense grace that he's just put you in. Don't let the enemy mess with your mind. Don't. It's all freely given. Freely. You can't merit it. Because then it wouldn't be grace. And Jesus Christ is one thing. He's full of grace and truth. That's where all the peace is, brothers and sisters. It's so true. You can't lose. Grace already won. He already finished it. He already completed it. He said, I'll perform the good work which I've begun in you. He's doing it. I'll accomplish it. See, these are words that it's done. These are words that it's done. I'm not in process. In grace, I'm finished in that. I live the manifestation of what his grace has already purposed. That's the truth. That's the truth. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. This is Merry Christmas. Amen. Let's wrap it up now. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Do you really love relying on Jesus for everything? Yes. Do you really? Yes. Huh? Amen. I pray you do. Do you really love that you have no strength? Amen. That's a tough one. That's tough. I used to think I was pretty strong and athletic. Yikes. It's not going well. John comes out and sees me all the time. He trains some of the greatest athletes in the world. Pastor, you're having a hard time getting up. There's a lot of reasons he needs me on my knees, John. Do you love that you have and that you couldn't merit a thing? Do you love that he's everything? Do you love, do you really know that without him you can do nothing? I have to tell you, I do. I love giving him praise. He's that awesome. He's that great. He's that worthy to be praised. I almost can't contain it. He's just so wonderful in what he's done for us and what he's done for me. And then is our lives just one continuing thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It never ceases, for your grace and your mercy. Breakthrough. Let that breakthrough in your life, Lord, just let it continue to pour forth out of my lips and my heart. Every morning, every night, throughout the day, I just thank you and thank you for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, help me to be more bold in that grace. More bold in that grace. I want to be like David dancing before grace. Really, he was so beside himself in the presence of what God had brought. The very glory of God. And that's the grace of God. We have it all the time because we have all of it. But there was David dancing naked, basically, in front of that ark, just beside himself. And it embarrassed his family. It embarrassed his wife. He said, oh, it's so unbecoming. You're a king. You're just you're awful. You're the worst, you shepherd thing. And I could see him just smile. And then look back at her and say, you haven't seen anything yet. Have you stepped that far into grace? Are you willing to step more into the grace of God? And it isn't to provoke you. It's to magnify him. It's to thank him. I thank him for you, saints. I'm so grateful to God because he's breaking through things and they're tough. And sometimes he uses us, one another, these diamonds. And you know how it is, diamonds cut diamonds. And I'm letting him do it sometimes. I'm letting him do it. I'm getting it. I'm so thankful how you cut me, saints. And I mean it. And I mean cut so good. So lovely. Things I see in your lives that they hurt. A lot of times I wish they weren't there, but you're the champions. And it's not to flatter you. I want you to know that. I'm not throwing roses out here. We're gnarly. We don't look good sometimes. We just don't. We don't say the right things sometimes. I'm not saying that it's just okay and it's a free-for-all. That's not it. But I love you, and I know how you love me. I know how you love me. Now, here we go. As you're confident in that grace, and you're confident and bold in that grace, it's time to rest in grace. Yeah. And then what happens is your love, you love in grace, and you have this fullness of joy in the grace of God. And I'm seeing the evidence in here, brothers and sisters. You're not critical. I'm thankful. And do fight against that, because it doesn't mean that you graduate from it. It's always a battle. But you love grace, and you don't just love it for you. You love it for your brother. You love it for your sister. We want to be ones that encourage one another in this truth. We'll hurt one another. We'll have discouraging times. But I'm thankful for you that you love the truth. I am beyond anything. That you love it. That it's your life. And that you're fighting for it. As it says in Ephesians 6:23, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God again for this unspeakable gift today, saints. Unspeakable gift. Undescribable is what that means. Well, that's why it's the peace that passes understanding. It's indescribable. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm so thankful that by his grace I live it. Do you live it? Yes. As we started, glory to God in the highest, peace to the men on earth whom his favor rests. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again in Jesus' name. Father, we do. We come to you and thanking you in Jesus' name. And Lord, this wondrous word, the word of your grace, this truth in love, Lord, thank you that your love is just bringing us this peace that passes all understanding. This wondrous grace, Lord, that you've given so freely, whom he has made free is free indeed. And Lord, we do. We just praise you and thank you for this time that you've gathered us. We thank you for this day that we remember, Lord, that you came, and you came as that babe. And thank you, Lord, you came in such a lowly way. And Lord, how you grew, and you grew up to show us that we need to grow up. And Lord, thank you that you grew to a fullness. I'm ready to be offered. And Lord, as the Apostle Paul was encouraged of the life that was in him, as he said at that time, I am now ready to be offered. Well, here we are, Lord Jesus. And by the word of your grace, it builds us up and gives us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And the praise upon our lips today, Lord God, let it be that we are ready to be offered. Oh, what a meeting and what a day, what a Christmas day it would be to meet you in the air. We thank you as one and one praise and one spirit, one faith, one rejoicing, one glorious bridal body, and one head, our Lord and Savior and soon coming bridegroom, Jesus Christ. And it's in your name, lover of our soul, we say thank you. Amen.